Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. Now, IT departments were mostly still seen as a back-end function just about a decade ago. Today, though, thanks to technology, the CTO wields enormous influence on productivity and strategy. But in many organizations today, HR still lags and is the source of frustrations. However, as businesses digitalize further, the management of people is going to play a growing strategic role. But with the changing business environment and increasingly specialized skills in a flourishing diversity and ways of working, people are going to be a powerful source of competitive advantage. This is according to Leong Chi Tung, who's co-founder of HR tech company Engage Rocket, who also feels that the 2020s will be the decade when the management of people becomes more strategic. He joins us to tell us more. Chi Tung, thanks for coming again today.
Thanks for having me on the show, Howie.
So why do you think HR hasn't grown in importance like tech, or that tech hasn't infiltrated HR like it has other parts of businesses?
I think it's a really good question. And as someone working in an HR tech company, I think it's you can see both sides. So what we've seen for technology is that it has really, that cliche of changing our lives, has really delivered on that promise. If we think about our lives just 10 years ago, within our day-to-day lives, right? Number one, I can remember struggling to get taxis on the sides of the road. Right? Number two, I can remember every time we go on a holiday, it's always expensive hotels. It's very standard type of experience. And number three, I remember shopping and squeezing with the crowds in Orchard Road.
Oh, yeah.
Today, obviously, now we can book a taxi or a Grab on our app. We can book an Airbnb and stay, live like a local, as they say.
Shop online.
However, when it comes to the HR space, 10 years ago, there were annual performance reviews. We had to apply for leave through a very clunky system. And we had to answer
these. We still do, kind of.
Exactly. And we had to answer these extremely long employee surveys every year. We have no idea where those answers go. They go into a black hole. 10 years down the line, we're still doing the same thing.
Yes.
I think in terms of why technology has moved much faster in terms of its impact on our lives, it's really because of that.
And also, we've talked about the last time you were here about how the HR function, certain things, because of tech being available, can be fobbed off to tech to do these menial things, perhaps. The applying for leave, that sort of thing, and leave the HR professionals to then use the high-touch skills that they have to do the higher-end work, so to speak, of the HR sphere. But yet, that doesn't seem to be happening. Why do you think that is, though?
I think that there's a certain fear when it comes to adopting technology within HR, because by its very nature, when you deploy a technology within the HR space, you're deploying that across the entire company. Because you can have pilots and so on, but generally speaking, if you're getting a new system, the whole company needs to know how to use that system. And like anything else, there's a learning curve. Much as you user experience has improved over time, nobody just goes into Facebook and straight away understands how to use it. Nobody, even WhatsApp takes some time to get the hang of. So when it comes to enterprise systems, particularly being able to deploy such technology at a pace in which will support the business, requires quite a strong knowledge of both technology as well as behavioral change, which is not a skill set that necessarily always comes together.
But there's a Chinese saying, right? Let's sort of suffer now and then you can reap the benefits later. But that doesn't seem to filter through to the HR process. But let's talk about how then we're going to see how people and people management will become that source of competitive advantage, as you talked about. How quickly should this happen? Or will it even happen, Chi Tung?
Should have been yesterday.
Okay.
I mean, if we just look at the pace of change today, your S&P 500, the 500 largest, most valuable companies in the world, the average lifespan of a company on that index in the 1920s, 100 years ago, was about 67 years, which is extremely long. Today, it is closer to 15 years. So the pace of change has quadrupled, and all of this change is being impacted by and is being caused by people. The Fortune 500 as well, right? Just 20 years ago,
the guys on the Fortune 500,
the guys on the Fortune 500
aren't anymore.
And half of them have actually ceased to exist.
Mm.
So for the changes that are required to enable businesses to survive, not just to thrive, we really need to get the best people in, retain them, and then get the best get them to give their best at work.
Right. So what's needed for this to happen? If you're saying in the last decade we've done nothing, we really need to get it going and have it operational and happening in the next 2 years, it seems, if change is at the pace of stuff is happening four times the speed now.
Yeah. Well, once you've, assuming you've brought the best talent into your organization, so that's one of the core functions of HR, there are three more things that you need to do, or HR needs to do to remain strategic. And it's not just running, getting their administration right, getting payroll right. First, they need to ensure that their talent feel like they belong in the company. So if they don't feel like they belong, you just leave. There's no reason for you to stay, or if somebody offers you a slightly higher pay or a little bit better benefits, you might decide, okay, I'm out. Second, we need to ensure, or HR needs to ensure, that their best talent that does come into the organization also grows. So you're not just maximizing them to their existing potential, you're stretching that potential over time. And then finally, that all needs to translate into performance. So we all want to give our best at work, but we don't always know whether our best is best for the company and in line with the company.
Okay.
So we need to make sure that all goal alignment, effort alignment is well distributed within the company. So these three strategic thrusts of HR, belong, grow, and perform, are things that would help HR move to the next level.
Yeah, so what could help HR, however they're functioning now, do that better than tech? Is tech the answer to everything? Really, Chitung?
Definitely not. So tech is really only an enabler. I think when we think about how we go about getting talent to feel like they belong today, growing talent and so on, today, in many cases, it is a relatively simple process. So we run an annual survey, or we run a survey every few years and hope to use, to read the tea leaves that come through and try to understand where the organization is going to make its next investments in talent over the next couple of years.
Mm.
We spend millions of dollars on leadership development, but do we really truly understand where the gaps are? We're running people through generic cookie-cutter programs and hoping that by covering all bases, we somehow are able to generate better skills within our company. So what really does need to change is a mindset of personalization. So the way that companies look at personalizing the experience towards their customers to have the better relationship over the lifetime of the customer with them, we need to start thinking about how we can personalize experiences for employees. A 46-year-old mother, for example, is very different in terms of what her needs are going to be from a 26-year-old first-time mother. So companies need to be able to understand that and tailor their policies and their processes accordingly.
Yeah, but that sounds like only tech can help in that regard, Chitung. I mean, if you want to get bespoke or insightful data, that many more people, AI is going to have to help you in order then to churn out some sort of bespoke program for each and every individual employee. What on earth is HR going to do with that massive task?
Technology is just one component of it.
Yeah.
There's a certain amount of understanding around what... So essentially, when we personalize experiences, we don't necessarily need to understand down to every single person's unique situation, because that can be a little bit creepy as well.
Invasive.
And
thank
invasive.
You.
Yeah. But if we have certain employee personas that we go after, very similar to how we think about customer personas, not just their demographics, but also their psychographics, how they think, then personalizing according to those needs would be better. And you're absolutely right, because the computational needs to be able to do that, both from a data collection, a data cleaning, as well as a data analysis standpoint, are non-trivial. So even if you had people trained in data science, they would still require the technology tools to be able to support the methodologies that they're deploying.
Yeah. We're speaking with Leong Chitung, who is co-founder of HR tech company Engage Rocket, who feels that the 20s will be the time that management of people becomes more strategic. Let's talk about what's lacking in HR now, though, how they can play that more strategic function.
I'd say that there are three things that, not really that is lacking, but maybe it's are things that haven't really been deliberately developed in the past. These were never demands of HR for a very long time, except maybe for the first one, which the first one is closer alignment and understanding of business needs.
Hmm.
Being able to speak the language of business, as they always say, and it's very closely tied to the second one, where HR needs to not only be data literate, they need to be fluent at data. They need to be able to converse quantitatively as well as qualitatively. So HR, traditionally, the strength lies in qualitative understanding and discourse. Now they need to build muscle in quantitative discourse. And then finally, it's around digital readiness. So being able to understand what exactly are the boundaries between where technology should be deployed and where a human touch is more appropriate. And that requires a deep knowledge of both. You need deep knowledge of the strengths and weaknesses of human touch, as well as the pros and cons of deploying technology. And those are three broad areas that I think can be developed.
But I imagine an organizational restructure may be in order, because even if, say, HR has a seat at the board table, there needs to be a mindset shift from top down so that they're not just always punching bags. We talked about how it used to be IT department with the punching bags, right? Now it feels as though the HR department's become the punching bags. How can we change that mindset, that organizational shift?
Yeah. If I was CHRO or a chief HR officer in a company and wanted to stop being the punching bag, one of the I'll be able to punch back
when you have certain things in place.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So I would need to restructure my HR department. So obviously, everybody that I have today would be great. I mean, but understanding that that's just part of the picture. I need to bring in people who are familiar with new technologies. I need to bring in people who are familiar with new data techniques. Being able to understand, especially within the HR context, natural language processing. How do we pass through normal language and extract insight from that? I need to look into organizational psychology. I need to understand how people think when within the firm. And then as an architect for all of these different functional domains and understandings, pull them together to be able to really deliver strategic insight.
As a start, what quickly can an HR department do to pivot in order to catch up and be ready? You said we should have this in place yesterday, but okay, sadly, realistically, not so. But let's say we want to start today. What should the HR department do?
The first thing that it should do is probably to sit down and do a quick audit of all the data sources that it has. Like, what is it collecting? Looking at where are all the different sources of truth, because much as we love each company to just have one, they're actually in reality 5 to 7 at least. So understanding where all these sources of truth are, how those data are being collected.
Give us an example. 5 to 7.
Yeah. So you have,
beyond talking to your employees,
you have your applicant tracking system, which is one source of truth, which has certain, your resumes and so on, which may or may not talk to your core HR IS or HR information system. So if that covers your payroll and that covers everything else, sometimes that is also separate from your payroll. Then there's your engagement surveys that you're doing. So that lies in somewhere else. You might have a learning management system and so on. So all these different systems tend to be disparate, and that's fine. I think just understanding what are the differences in the information that are being collected, that those data flows, is important. Secondly, then understanding what are the company's 3-year plans, 5-year plans. What impact would that have on people? And then just mapping that out, this would take one afternoon. I mean, looking at the company strategy, because that would have been made already. And then thinking about just looking at your own HR strategy. How is the HR strategy today together?
Going to fit in with that 3 to 5 year plan.
And if we're in January, so this has probably been done a couple of months ago, so this is probably fresh. Then thinking about, okay, now that I've got all these sources of data, what data sources am I missing? What should I do with the current data sources that I have? What are duplicates? How do I remove some? How do I maybe add to some? How do I change them? So so that exercise, depending on the size of the company, could take just a couple of weeks or months even.
But busy times ahead for HR departments, I think. Leong Chee Tong, co-founder of HR tech company Engage Rocket, thanks for your time.
Thanks very much, Howie.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.